get to gather together today. We have a little bit different kind of a responsive reading today, and I want you to look at this one. It's a little different, but you'll get the rhythm of that, and then afterward, Luke will pray. So we just wanted to make sure that he knew that before it was too late. So it comes from 1 Peter 1, 2 through 7. To the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Can I stop for a minute?
Yep.
Is anybody just reading this and just getting through it? Or are you grasping what's being said by the Spirit of the living God to our hearts? We're the ones going through manifold trials. Many. We're the ones that our faith is being tried. We're the ones. This applies to us. When we do these scripture readings, we're not just making a bridge from one thing to the next. We are declaring the truth of the Word of God, the wisdom of God. So I want you to get it. I want you to be thinking clearly that this is truth that we are declaring. Okay. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's pray. Gracious Father, Lord, we praise you, we worship you for that hope of that inheritance, Lord, that though we go through trials, though we go through temptations, Father, that this is all perfecting us to becoming more like you. Jesus, we praise you, we thank you, we worship you, because you are an awesome God. Lord, we know that you are working all things for the good of those who are called according to your purpose. All this that's going on in the world is for the good of those who are called according to you, Lord. Lord, we praise you, we worship you today. Father, I ask that you would let us hear your words. Let us hear your Spirit. Move within us, Father. Lord, that we might be perfected by these trials, that we would not just let these trials go to waste, but that they would perfect us into the likeness of your Son. Jesus, we praise you, we worship you. It's in your holy name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Road diverges. There's two different ways we can go. We can go off into the world's ways. It may look good. It may feel good. It may seem good. It may be a lot of good people seem to be going down that path. A lot of people we're following seem to be going that way. A lot of people that we've trusted are going that way. But then there's this other way that I want you to have this day. This way that God would have for you, the way of true wisdom. Today I offer you a choice. Today I offer you a choice. You can go the world's wisdom way, or you can go God's wisdom way. It's a big deal what choice you make. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We certainly appreciate the fact that you allow us to have the choice of whether we go with you or go against you, whether we choose the right or we choose the wrong. Lord, but that's a fearful thing. Help us today to see our only real choice is to follow you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thanks. God's wisdom is incredible. It's so very, very, very important. And we miss it. We don't always recognize that we have a need for his wisdom. Sometimes we think we can just get along on our own. Sometimes we just do, well, this makes sense, so I'm going to do my way. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do it in a way that pleases me and seems right at the moment. I kind of like the philosophy that those people back in Judges had. Well, it's in the Bible, isn't it? And they all did whatever they thought was right in their own mind. Are you willing to admit how often in your life you've done what was right in your own mind? Yeah. You know, you just kind of said, well, I like that idea, so I'm going to do it. And it's like there was a little voice saying, well, maybe you should check with the Bible. Oh, I know what I'm supposed to do, and this sure seems like it. When I factor in this and factor in that and factor in this and ignore that and ignore this, when it comes down to it, this is what I want to do. And I can't see why God won't let me do what I want to do. I'm free, aren't I? I have heard some amazing things. Betty's saying, don't you get yourself in trouble, boy. Keep that job. I have heard some amazing things this last month. 2020 has been, this will at the very least be a memorable year. I think, unless Will Smith comes along with that flashy thing and goes, and I would not be surprised if that happened at this point. You know, people have said all kinds of things defending what they wanted to do anyway. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes you just get to do what you wanted to do anyway. When you were a kid, did you ever just want to beat somebody up? Now, see, you guys were so nice. That's nice. I'm so glad that none of you wanted to do anything like that. But I got to the point where there was this kid, and I can't even say his name. Now that we're on the internet, anybody might be hearing me, so I can't even say the kid's name anymore. As I got older and he kept bothering me and kept bothering me and kept bothering me, I just wanted him to do something wrong. Because, like, I realized I'm bigger than he is. I might be faster than he is. And I'm certainly madder than he is. And I was standing talking to a teacher one day. And I was very friendly with a lot of the teachers. I was kind of a teacher's pet in some ways. And I was talking, and we were in the cafeteria at the Rand School. And the teacher was standing here. And Emmett had just been needling me all week. All right, we got to move on. Lord, please forgive me. All right. Next week's sermon will be scripted. I actually, you know, maybe for one of the first times in my life, I really don't know where to go with this. It is, so but I tell you what, I'm not going where I was going to go. We are going to go back to the scripture. Can't go wrong there. In fact, the word of God says in the first chapter of James, if the word of God says, if any of you lack wisdom, first chapter, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, which is obvious I do, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Amen. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Are you a double-minded person? Are you a person that says, I'm a Christian, then acts like a Satanist? Or are you a person who says, I believe in God, and then acts like an atheist? What are you? Are you a double-minded person? So double-minded that people don't know which person they're going to get today? You ever been around somebody that you don't know what you're going to get that day? You know, you walk up to them and you say hello, and you don't know if they're going to hug you or hit you. You don't know if they're going to be kind and generous, or they're going to be stingy and mean. Being double-minded is not a godly thing. The internet has become the preacher's best example. You know, you look at the somebody's post, and they're filled with hate toward a group of people. Maybe they feel they have a good reason to hate these group of people. This group of people has said something or done something that doesn't sit with their current political views or their current understanding of the situation. So they spew hate. And then in their next post, they quote a Bible verse about the peace of God. Then their next post, it's we ought to just never again obey an oppressive government that allows this kind of thing to happen. And then in their next post, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharp. You know, it's amazing how double-minded you and I, can be. It's amazing how we can say one thing but excuse ourselves from having to obey the word of God. There are true things, folks, that you can't say. Just like I was about to tell a true story would not have been a fabrication, but it would be improper to tell that in this place because I can't control my tongue. We need to start working off of God's wisdom. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We need to help each other with the word of God. We need to love people who are lost in sin. There are some people that are lost in sin, and we know that the way that they're living, the things that they're doing, are demonstrating that they don't have it right. At least in our opinion, that's the way. So what should we do? We should fall down on our knees and be brokenhearted that they are so at odds with the truth of the Word of God. We ought to be a blessing to them. You were created to be a blessing. You are here on this earth to be a blessing. You are to allow God to work in you in such a miraculous and wonderful way that they are able to see your life and be convicted of the truth. What do people see when they look at our lives? Confusion, misunderstanding, stuff. I've had challenging relational things over this last 4 or 5 months where people who one way were saying really good things but doing really bad things, and what do you do? It? Are you going to call them on it? Are you not going to call them on it? Are you going to be brave? Are you going to be foolish? What are you going to do? And I have decided that I will follow the word of God. Whenever I can, I'll be kind and tenderhearted, forgiving. But I will also speak the truth in love, no matter where the chips fall. Sometimes those chips fall on me and on you. If anybody has told you that being a Christian is just a really easy thing, don't. Please don't let them lie to you that way. This is not something for wimps. This is for those who know that they are broken, know that they can't get it right by themselves, know that they are only saved by the grace of the living God. We are lost without him, and if he doesn't draw us, if he doesn't call us, if he doesn't help us, we can't even know where we are. We're walking in the dark, completely blind, and only as he shines his light do we even recognize the horror of the stuff that's all around us. Sometimes you ever been somewhere and you suddenly realize, oh, this is horrible. The stuff that's around me, but it's like waking up in the middle of a nightmare. This is no good. I'm trying to tell you, we need God's wisdom. We need to choose his way. Today, I lay before you two ways. You can go the way of the world or you can go the way of God. We need to recognize that we should go the way of God. I've taken so long getting started. Let's go to Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Proverbs, the fourth chapter, starting at the 11th verse. Really, this in this fourth chapter is pretty interesting, as is all Proverbs, and it's really talking about the different ways that you can choose to go. You can go the wise way, or you can go the foolish way. You can go the straight way, or you can go the way that is crooked and messed up. You can go God's way or not. And Solomon is speaking, and he says in verse 11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. Look, the Word of God shows us what we can do. If you know Him, you've been taught in the right way. You can go in the right paths. Verse 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. There's not going to be anything that is a stumbling block that you can't get over. In fact, what looks like a stumbling block is really just a stepping stone on to the plateau that He would have you to be on. Don't allow yourself to be stopped. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Your lifestyle, when you go, there's a point where you start moving and you're really going that way. If you are going God's way, you don't have to worry, because when you are in the hustle and bustle of every day, you won't have to stumble. You won't get tripped up by stuff, because you are not in that shaky stuff that so many of us find ourselves in. You won't be trying to tell an amusing story so people will think you're a great storyteller and then find yourself in trouble. You'll find yourself telling the truth, doing the right thing for the right reason. You'll find yourself sharing the truth of the Word of God. In fact, do you realize that all of you need to be sharing the Word of God everywhere you go? You live in such a way that people want to know what is the hope that you have in you. Are people asking you, why are you okay in all of this? Why is it that you're not feeling all messed up? Why is it that you've had family sick, or you've had this, or you've done this, and yet you still seem to be able to have this secret joy, this unshakable peace? What is it that would give you this kind of hope? Are you able to tell the people that ask why you would have hope? Are you able to share with them that you have hope even when you mess up? Some of you say, well, I don't mess up. Okay. We got a psychiatrist for you waiting. Because you are crazy if you think you were perfect. My Bible tells me all have sinned. And I've learned that sin makes you stupid. It breaks relationships. It forms relationships that should not be formed. It damages things. It brings death. It brings destruction. And yet, clearly, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's only the gift of God that we can escape from the snares of sin. The sin that would strangle us, the sin that would drag us down into the abyss, the sin that would embarrass us. You know, that thing that you just kind of did. You really didn't have any thought about what was going on, but then you realize that this little thing over here has effect over here that's horrid. There's so much to this. I'm sorry, I'm moving too slowly here. Verse 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Listen, grab onto this Word of God. Grab onto it. and do all that you can to understand. And what you don't understand, say, I don't understand, Lord. You said if I pray for wisdom, you'd give it to me. And keep praying and keep praying and pray over the days and the weeks and the months and the years. And maybe you'll never get that peace, but I bet if you begin to pray about the Word of God, there will be things that open up in your life that will allow you to have an amazing relationship with God that will give you peace and joy and love and faith, that will allow you to persevere when you feel like giving up and when so many around you give up. Verse 14, enter not into the path of the wicked. Don't go there. Some of you just got to recognize that you just should not go there. I have found myself lately getting ready to push that button, and this voice says, don't go there. But I spent so much time giving them an answer that will change their life. Don't go there. Enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. You don't have to do wrong. And you never do wrong to do right. You do not do wrong to do right. If you can look at it and say, if this person did this, I would call it wrong, you know it's not right for you either. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief. I can be a late night person at times. And there's no time that I can be up that somebody isn't out there posting stuff. There's no time that I can't listen outside my window and cars are going up and down the street. People are always out there getting in the mess. And I know it's mess because I'll see the red lights flashing after them. I know it's mess because I read the newspapers and hear what's been going on. I know it's mess because I was young once and was there. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. There are some people that just want to take you with them. They want to drag you down. For they eat the bread of wickedness. They seem to feed on wickedness, and they drink the wine of violence. They're drunk with upsetting everybody. But the path of the just is as a shining light. It brings true light, God's beauty, and shines more and more and more into the perfect day. He shows you more and more, and it's deeper and it's deeper, and you go, wow, they're using us. And you begin to see the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. You ever been in a really dark room? And it seems that your little toe can find everything that's out of place. Yeah. It's like, beep, 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 found it. Oh. But a little light does wonders. And a lot of light can change your perspective. And the Bible gives you lots of light. The Word of God gives you light. Verse 20, my son, attend to my words. Will you please listen to me? Listen to me. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Do what the word of God says. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep on studying. Keep on thinking. Don't think you know it all. Don't give up. Keep on looking. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. There's all kinds of studies that show when you are obedient to the word of God, you actually live longer. But it also gives you peace so that the life that you live is more enjoyable. It gives you strength so that you can make it through each and every day. It's good. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Stop saying things that you would not want said about you. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Start seeing things through the glasses of the word of God. Let your vision be corrected by spiritual glasses. Put them on. Your vision has been messed up. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet. Meditate on the where you're going and what you're doing. Have you considered that? And let all thy ways be established by the word of God. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from doing evil. Now you could say, how dare you say that to us? Don't you know where you are? You're sitting in a church here, Pastor. Don't you know that we're the church and you're telling us to stop doing evil? Well, the Bible tells me we need to confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all righteousness. If you say you have no sin, the truth is not in you. If you really believe that today, maybe you're not one of his and you need to get saved. You need to be changed. You need to be made different. You need to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because the Lord of the harvest says that we have been in sin and need to repent of our sin. We need to confess our sin. And sometimes we differentiate between big sins and little sins. All of them will keep you out of heaven. Let us live in such a way that we honor Christ. So we've taken stock of who we are, how we have behaved, what we are currently doing, and square that with the truth of the word of God. Knowing that once we've squared that with the truth of the word of God, we can celebrate. We can rejoice. But don't ignore. Don't ignore, please. Today is the day. Do you know him? And if you know him, are you living in line with his truth? Today, you might want to pray this prayer. Dear Father, forgive me of my sin. Help me to see the plank that's in my own eye before I find that thing that's that little mote that's in their eye. I confess my sin. Thank you for changing me. You are my Lord and Savior. It's in Jesus' name I pray and give thanks. If God is speaking to you as the boys are playing, feel free to stand in your praise. We'd love to pray for you.